Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sanchez gets hit. The ball is loose, and it's alive. And then going into the end zone is Steve Gregory.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And it was the backside of Brandon Moore that knocked the ball out.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Back on The Fan. What's happening, everybody? This is the Tiki and Tierney Show, 877-337-6666. We'll get back to your Yankee and Met calls here in a little bit. We're done at 1. Yankees are coming up after us. We will carry the game. Then after that, Craig and Evan will jump on and do their show. We've got Yankee tickets coming up next hour, all in as well, and a chance to qualify for the grand prize. Some might say it's the last place Trump prize here to actually sit with me and Tiki in the Bronx opening day and watch the Yankees and the Giants. Let me read you a couple things here. So the buzz with Pitino is, I mean, it is on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the back page of the Post, everywhere. It's just, I love it. It's so good for the university. So he's got his press conference coming up at noon at Madison Square Garden. No other place to do it. You got to do it at the Garden, right? Even with Mullen, they did it at Cardasec Arena. They're doing it at the Garden today. And he had a couple of quotes. He already did an article with Zach or had a conversation with him. Let me just read you a couple things real fast, right? And you want to talk about a guy who has supreme confidence. Now, St. John's has been, not in my world, but in basically everybody else's world, irrelevant for two decades. Mm-hmm. We know that. Here's what he says. Quote, we will double the season ticket holders. That's what he comes out firing with, man. We will double the gates at the Garden. This is going to be a special ticket again. All right, so the first thing he says, we're going to have big crowds. We expect enthusiasm to be second to none, and we're going to build it to a brand that goes back to Louis' days. All right, then he says, listen to this. I'm going to stay in the best shape of my life to make sure this happens.
Wow.
It really, really is important to me that I go out and I build St. John's into a special brand in this country. That brand was lost a long time ago, and I've got to build the culture and that brand back where everybody's proud to be a part of the Red Storm program, and it takes a lot of work to do that. And then he wraps it up with, today with NILs and being in the Big East Conference, I expect to rebuild it in months, not years.
Wow.
Months, he's telling us. So we waited for 23 years with four or five coaching hires and three ADs and three presidents, whatever, and this guy's going to do it in months? Yeah, because he's Rick Pitino. Well, the answer is yes.
He's Rick Pitino, and he's got NIL,
wow.
So it's easy now to compensate some of these young athletes to come to St. John's.
That's right.
And he's a great coach.
That's right. I told you, the transfer portal, day one. Rated. Watch what happens.
Watch tomorrow. Tomorrow, you're going to start getting transfers.
Well, you got to talk to the existing players and see who he wants to keep and whatever. But, once he's already talked to people. But once he actually starts taking players and I wouldn't even say rating other rosters. It's the portal.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Guys.
Everybody else is doing
guys voluntarily opt to leave wherever they are.
Yes.
You just
got
to find the best ones.
But how about those quotes? In months,
mm-hmm.
Not years.
We're going to double season ticket holders.
Yeah. And he is.
Which, by the way, means that he's already started to do that. He's probably already identified how he's going to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably been doing it for the last couple of years, wherever he goes next. You knew Iona was just a stepping stone. He was a two-time MAC Coach of the Year. Obviously, won the championship twice, I think, the conference championship twice.
He did twice.
They were good already, but he made them relevant for that little time.
Yeah.
You could not have not paid attention to
that. And I hope they continue to do well. They've had a really good history. Clueless was good. Timmy Wells got to the tournament. Mm-hmm. Rulon had big success. So, yeah, I'm always rooting for a school like Iona. It's funny, though. I was texting somebody at St. John's, somebody pretty important this morning. I said, number one, we got to get back on the radio. And number two, we got to do the coach's show at some steakhouse. Like, enough with the Red Storm Report where nobody's watching. Yeah. Now we got to change everything.
That's funny.
Let's go. 877-337-6666. But we're not going to carry it for you, but we'll listen, and I'm sure he'll give some money quote that you guys want to hear. We'll get it for you. We'll monitor it for you. All right, let's get Tony. Oh, Mr. Positivity. Tony's in Lodi. Big Lindor fan. Big Mets guy. What's up, Tony? How are you?
I'm doing good, but this might surprise you guys, but I'm not happy about the Mets going into this season.
Why?
It's a laundry list of issues. I'll run through it quick. I don't want to beat a dead horse about Diaz and the worthless baseball classic. Everyone knows it's out there.
Are you watching tonight? Will you watch tonight?
I will, no, because I refuse to watch it now. I'm so hurt by it. The only thing that came from it is I realized I got to deal with Trey Turner 18 games a year now. The guy's on fire.
It's only 13.
You could have pursued him. You could have pursued him for your team, but you didn't.
That's a good segue to my next point.
Go ahead.
So when we signed Carlos Correa for however many hours we did, Steve Cohen came out and said, "This is it. This guy completes our team." Well, BT, once we lost him, what did we do to supplement that?
That's a great point.
So you came to me, Dominic, you came to me and said, we signed Carlos Correa, I completed this team, then we lose him, and then you do nothing. So now you're telling me the team is not complete. Next.
Go ahead. Real quick, Tony, you know, it's funny because I don't know that I quite looked at it in those terms. Obviously, the Correa situation was all over the map, and I don't begrudge, I don't fault the Mets. I thought they did their due diligence. I mean, he might have billions. He's not a sucker. You don't get billions by giving millions away. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm with Cohen on that. Okay. But that is a real interesting look at, like, when the owner says he's the missing piece, and then the missing piece is suddenly removed, well, what have you brought in? You already acknowledge there's a missing piece, so what part is going to now fill in as the missing piece? I can't say that you're wrong.
And I also think, just to go back to that Correa deal, they gave him the same deal. It just had contingencies on it.
Oh, yeah,
and by the way, if Carlos Correa wanted to protect himself, go get insurance on yourself. I mean, seriously, there were ways to get this thing done that protect both the Mets and Carlos Correa. He just didn't want to jump through the hoops, and that's his fault. So go have fun in Minnesota.
I can't totally blame the Mets, but a couple other concerning areas. Alvarez is batting 180 in the spring.
Yeah, he's terrible. Been terrible. Fun.
Nimmo's already banged up. And BT, before I go, I'm mm-hmm. going to take a quote from the BT Book of Quotes here.
Oh, many quotes in there.
It doesn't change until it changes. And guess what? This is the New York Mets. It hasn't changed.
It changed last year, Tony. Stop.
It changed last year, Tony.
You won 101 games.
It doesn't change until it changes, Tiki.
Stop quoting BT, Tony.
Hey, listen, by the way, I just read those amazing quotes from Patino. Same thing for St. John's. It doesn't change.
Yeah.
Until it actually changes.
By the way, Iona news, right? Tobin Anderson left FTU.
It's done.
And he's going across the whatever to Iona.
Yeah, I saw that was a possibility. Is that actually done? Good for him and good for them.
Yeah.
He's an interesting quote, too. He's a fiery dude. He mm-hmm. talks a mile. I thought I talk fast. He just yaps. I love it incessantly. Yeah, he's... it's funny. I wonder, you know, whatever. That don't bog it down now. But, like, say if Patino said, I'm staying. I really would have been interested to see where St. John's would have pivoted. Mm. I heard they liked his son early in the process. Yeah, I know that they did. Would they have gone after Speedy after a couple of years at Hofstra? Tobin? I don't know. But, I mean, it's good for Iona. They got a good coach there. Good. Let's get Pat right here in New York City. What's happening, Pat?
Hey, Brandon and TK. Brandon, yes. Just a few points, if you could give me a couple of minutes here.
Go ahead.
First off, this overreaction to IKF getting a few reps in the outfield is outrageous. The good news for Yankee fans is basically what they're telling us. We have a new shortstop this year, and it'll either be Peraza or Volpe.
I told you that 3 weeks ago. I know. I just don't want to see IKF playing anywhere.
So why do you keep dwelling on IKF in
because
the outfield?
Because I don't want to see him in the outfield. He can't hit.
Maybe it's Brandon, could you calm down? Maybe this is another way to increase his value. So you
hold on a second. Pat, hold on. Increase his value. He's a really good teammate. He's going to hit 3 home runs. Unless you jack him up with PEDs, he ain't hitting anything else. He can't hit.
All right, Brandon, your mind is closed on that one. Let's move on.
I'm hanging up. I'm not doing it. You're going to call me up and try to tell me that IKF could be a good hitter? Are you crazy? IKF, what is he going to hit? Come on, man. Now, I understand, to Pat's first point, like, if we were just complaining, I told you 3 weeks ago he's not playing shortstop. I told you that. So that would be, a waste of time. He's not the shortstop anymore. But if he's playing the outfield, you're still playing the outfield with a guy who can't hit. He's got 20 home runs in over 2,000 at-bats. I mean, come on. And not to mention that you've got other issues around the diamond. Listen, I'm not going to go nuts if he plays the occasional left field. But I don't really want to see him anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Is that unfair, Teague?
No.
For a team with a $270 million payroll that's trying to win?
I think what Pat was trying to say is that he could be a tradable asset to somebody.
Okay.
And the way you get him to be that desirable to somebody else, whoever it may be, because he's got an expiring contract.
Well, show
off
the versatility. He's making $6 million. He's already appealing to everybody that needs somebody.
Of course he is.
As your 24th, 23rd man.
Of course. And he's only 27 years old, so he's still young, but he's not exciting.
No.
But he could be valuable to somebody else. Pat's not wrong about that.
No. IKF. Let's get Chris in the Bronx. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, morning, guys. Thanks for getting me on, always.
What's up, man?
So, BT, I agree with you. Let these young guys eat. Let them play. You know, I don't have as many questions as you seem to have as far as the Yankee season. It's just the same question, and it's one. How the Yankees are going to perform against elite pitching in the postseason. And something like that, in my opinion, we're not going to know until the season kind of plays out. See how they play, you know, these 3-game series against the Astros and these elite teams.
Yep.
So there isn't so many questions for me. These young guys are gonna do good. There's enough great good hitting around them where they're gonna get pitched to, and all these young guys can hit fastball. So we're ready for a good season, man. Let's go Yankees.
Yeah, no, I'm certainly ready. I'm excited. I'm excited to watch both the Yankees and the Mets. I just think that, you know, isn't there? And I do agree that the old mindset of just championship or bust, even though, yes, it's rooted in truth, mm-hmm. and we gravitate to it on some level. I think it's played out, though. It's whatever, because it doesn't apply, because I haven't won since 2009. It's getting old now. But I think that, for me, don't you think, Teague, boring is not the right word, frustrating. It's getting frustrated more and more for me to roll through the regular season, be as invested as I am as a fan, to watch him basically every single night, 162 times, at least chunks of every single game. And you know that the regular season is largely inconsequential. Mm. And then it's the same old song and dance in October.
Yeah,
you lose the same way to the same team.
I think
that's not fun.
Well, it's not fun because the regular season in baseball is a grind, which means that eventually somebody's going to get hurt. You're going to have to weather some sort of injury. And the problem with the Yankees last year is that it happened late. And so you're going into the postseason where you need guys to be their strongest, and they're at their weakest. And Judge, who is your best player, is chasing history. And it's kind of became the only focus. It wasn't, you know, we're missing this guy, we're missing that guy, we're missing this guy. It was, all right, is Aaron Judge going to hit 62 home runs? And so all of a sudden, the focus is not on the team, it's on the individual. I mean, we shouldn't be surprised, to be honest with you, that the Yankees underperformed the way that they did last year. Because any team sport that ends up becoming about an individual becomes an individual sport. And the Yankees, once they got to the postseason against the best talent, or the best competition, not even the best competition, because the Guardians weren't the best competition. But once you get to that second season and you're not fully team-focused, things just get out of whack. I can't. It's hard to explain how the Yankees were so good all year long and then had a 500 OPS, team OPS. I think it was 500.
Oh, they set records for futility, strikeouts. So, OPS was slightly of 540-ish. Yeah, it was horrendous.
It's actually, it's
unwatchable.
As celebrated as Aaron Judge deserved to be last year.
Yep.
It was ultimately detrimental to the team.
And by the way, you know, it wasn't just like they were rocking up until the Guardian series. Remember, they started out like a house of fire. People mm-hmm. talk about the 98 Yankees, which I thought was ridiculous. Completely unfounded, despite they were winning a lot of games. I never saw that at all. But the last 100 games, they were a 500 team.
Yeah.
So should we be, I'm now five of an OPS of 540 is, I mean, it's unfathomably bad. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like it was just they're rocking and then they're inept. I mean, they were very, very scattered for a very long time. I don't know if you saw the article over the weekend about, speaking about Aaron Judge, right? With Ian O'Connor. Did you see this in the Post?
I did not.
So I want to preface it. I think Ian's incredibly thoughtful. I know him personally. I like him.
Yep.
Both Marist men. I respect him. I've got a lot of respect for Ian. I thought this was an odd angle to take, with all due respect. I like that Judge didn't run from this. Talks about, you know, how he's just getting started on his home run journey. And there's a pretty deep, a connecting of the dots for what Judge might have to do to break Barry Bonds' record. I'm like, what? I thought it was such a reach. I mean, he started, it's not even, what?
Yeah. So
there's no way Aaron Judge is hitting 762 home runs.
Oh, you're talking about his career.
Both.
Okay.
Actually, both.
I mean, a season.
Talked about both.
The season home run record, I could see happening. Like, if he goes through some of these, I don't know, whatever it was, he had a couple of, 10-game stretches where he didn't hit a home run. Like, if he avoids those 10-game stretches, as you say, then yeah, I could see him hitting 10 more, 11 more home runs.
Yep, he didn't run from that.
Yeah, but 700 and
piecing together 10 more years? I mean,
10 more years. How many does he have? What's he sitting on right now?
It's got to be two change. I think it does 220 something sound about right. Yeah. I think that's what it is. Yeah.
So that's 500 more home runs.
I mean, he's 31 years old, man.
Wow.
Seems a little unfair. Wow.
I mean, we talked about
unfair by us
not
to,
being
to
able
think about
to
that.
Replicate another 62 home run season. Maybe 40, 45 sounds about normal.
Yeah, no, I think he's good. If he's healthy, he's going to bank 50 with his eyes shut. But
he's going to average 50 for the next decade?
No, okay. No. He's going to hit 50 if this year or next year.
No, but
healthy.
I'm saying, to catch Barry Bonds, he's got to average 50 for the next decade. And then likely play through this contract.
I thought it was I thought it was an unrealistic premise myself. I really did. I read this on Sunday morning. I'm like, whoa, this seems like a massive reach. But Judge didn't run from it. I was a little, like, usually, you know, he's very conservative with what he puts out there. He pretty much embraced it like,
well, he's paid.
You never know.
I'm going to live up to it.
We have a mic and you have a phone. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
All right, back on the Fan. It's 11:28 here on this Tuesday. It's a ticket. It's the Aaron Rodgers siren that we haven't heard in about
a week or two.
What the hell's going on?
Well, I just wanted to give you an update on the Aaron Rodgers trade report.
Okay. this is out of nowhere.
I know. What the hell are you talking about? It's like Tuesday. And
is it I was just on Twitter. Is it official?
No, there's nothing. There's nothing. There's no news.
What?
We got nothing.
So there is
still nothing going on. Aaron Rodgers has still not been traded
so
to the Packers.
Aaron Rodgers,
you are out of your mind.
Alarm is for the Aaron Rodgers nothing.
I think he just wanted to speak on the air.
Yeah, I think
he was
just
doing anything to wedge himself into the conversation. So nothing happened with Rodgers.
I'm just waiting for Aaron Rodgers to be traded to the Jets. That still hasn't happened yet. You know, he's not on the team.
You know what it is, BT?
Sure.
We only have a 3-hour show today. He's like, I'm not getting in today.
Yeah.
I got to find a way to wedge my way into the show.
Well, if he keeps fooling the audience, he's never getting in. All right. By the way, listen. So the Rodgers stuff, there's nothing new there. Hoff's just messing around, but it was a little disconcerting from my point of view. Less for Tiki because he's a Giants guy.
I mean,
obviously.
What the hell?
No, obviously. I'm not holding it against
you. I played a decade for the Giants. I'm a Jet fan. I live in Forum Park.
You do actually live there, so it's a little confusing. There is a wild card that has now emerged for Lamar Jackson.
Mm.
And there's not much, with the exception of the Aaron Rodgers deal blowing up last second, which it won't, and the Jets not getting him or anybody else,
yeah,
that can ruin my football season than what I'm about to tell you as a possibility actually coming to fruition. Mm. Would you like to know what it is?
Mac Jones getting traded to the Raiders and Lamar Jackson going to the Patriots?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a report now that the Patriots are kicking the tires. I was totally internally.
Guessing. I was legitimately guessing.
Well, wow. It was more about Lamar going there. And, of course, if that happens, you're going to trade Mac Jones. You're going to have Mac Jones watching Lamar Jackson. Could you imagine that if they actually trumped us this offseason?
Wow.
I think I would just give up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I mean,
wow. And then Tua stays healthy and comes back to the MVP midseason form that he had last
And you got
year.
Josh Allen wins the MVP.
Yeah, and all of a sudden.
20-something-year-olds.
All of a sudden, the AFC East is the best division quarterback-wise, maybe team-wise, in the entire NFL.
And we're starting Zach.
Exactly.
We're Shreveler.
Because Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. Or the deal doesn't
work. Or it doesn't happen.
Or the deal falls through.
No, the deal's going to happen. But Patriots
That's
cited
interesting. That's interesting.
As wild card in Lamar Jackson sweepstakes, I'm reading.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because it feels like there's no momentum around Lamar Jackson. One, getting a deal done with Baltimore. And then two, someone offering him a contract or an offer sheet. Because this has been almost a week since he's been available to have conversations with other teams. He's on the non-restricted tag. I mean, the non-exclusive tag. So teams could give up whatever they want to give up. And for a former MVP who's 26 years old and has so much upside potential, the fact that we haven't heard anything about anything with Lamar Jackson is really interesting. And so when you do hear something, there's probably a lot of smoke behind that. There's something happening.
Well, there's a lot of teams that are obviously motivated either through the draft, and we know who those teams are, the mm-hmm. Colts, although the Colts can make a play for Lamar, too. They threw them in as a wild card. But you would think like the Texans, the Colts, the Panthers, a few other teams address it via the draft for the most part. Yeah. But Lamar's,
because their teams aren't ready.
I think Carolina's. Every time Carolina comes up, I think they're more ready than you do. I think Carolina's got a pretty good roster.
Yeah, I mean, look, their offense is. And did they trade for a running back? Who am I thinking of? They traded for somebody, or they acquired somebody in free agency. The Carolina Panthers are not going, we're rebuilding. They're not going the rebuild route.
No, I agree with
they
that.
They are going we are ready to win now. And if we like one of these quarterbacks, and I'm hearing it's Anthony Richardson.
Florida. Really?
It'd be crazy to draft number one overall, but you never know. I mean, you fall in love with a kid, you draft him wherever you pick, right? And that's why Carolina moved to where they moved to, so that they can take whoever they want as opposed to waiting for whoever falls to them. But if that's the case, then, you know, or if Anthony Richardson is not the guy, or one of these guys is not the guy, you trade for the number one pick so that you can give it for Lamar. It's interesting, right? It makes it interesting because Lamar kind of becomes your number one pick. I don't know. There's so many things that could go right or wrong for a lot of teams this offseason still.
I will say this. Let's just say the Rodgers thing.
Miles Sanders. That's who it was. Miles Sanders signed with the
Bears. That's right. Running back. Let's say that the Rodgers-Jets thing unimaginably blows up. It won't, but just say if it does. And then they quickly pivot to Lamar, which they would. Maybe Stafford as well, but you know they'll be all in on Lamar at that point. I think, given Douglas's relationships in Baltimore and the history between the Pats and the Ravens, I think that they would steer him here rather than there. So, like, if you're worried about the Rodgers thing blowing up and the Pats getting Lamar, the Jets get nobody, I don't think that that would happen.
Yeah, I think this is going to be slow played, and I've said this because of the cap hit that the Packers are going to incur should they trade Aaron Rodgers before June 1st. This isn't going to happen for another 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah. I think this doesn't happen until June.
I think it's got to happen before the draft. I don't disagree on that.
I don't think so.
All right, we'll see.
I think it's the future picks that matter, because I mean, let's be real about Green Bay. If Jordan Love isn't the dude right away, then they're not winning anything.
Oh, yeah.
So why are they worried about a first round pick this season? So they're in a weird space.
It's going to be a wild couple of months here between the draft and these unresolved situations. And this is going to be craziness
for
the NFL.
Green Bay is in an odd space right now.
Let's get, how about Danny in Jefferson, New Jersey? Danny's on the Fan on the Tiki and Tierney Show. What's happening, Dan?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Okay.
First time listener, first time caller, man.
Oh, I love it, man. Thank you.
Hey, Tiki, longtime Cowboy fan. Oh. I got to say, when you played, you had a likable team. I wouldn't say I rooted for you, but I didn't loathe you like I loathe all the Giants teams.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you, bro.
You guys are great on the radio. You have a great personality.
Thank you, man.
Anyway, the Mets. I think everybody's got it wrong with all these launch angles and swings and misses. I think the Mets have a good contact hitting team, and with the rule changes, a lot of those balls are going to find holes, and they're going to be able to produce runs that way instead of the long ball.
That is a good point.
You know, they were up on top of the league in on base percentage and batting average, so I think that's going to produce a lot of runs. And I think with the time clock, it might help the younger players that not get into their own heads. Get up there, swing the bat, hit the ball.
Let me ask you a question, Danny. I don't think that it's a crazy take. I think that, and I don't think it's going to benefit the Mets to the point where, you know, a tax on 8-9 wins. I'm not even saying that you're saying that, but I got you in a modified way. But what players, I'm asking you, on the Mets last year, because I could tell you a couple of the Yankees, were truly, truly adversely affected by the shift?
I think any left-handed, I mean, Brett Beatty, I mean, I know he just came up, but having him find a few holes might help him out with his confidence.
Can't tell. Too small of a sample. My point being, Brandon Nimmo,
Jeff McNeil, I think those guys' years are going to improve. I think their batting averages and on base is going to go up at the top of the lineup there.
McNeil hit .336. My point is, I think that the Mets
actually... McNeil's going to hit .400 next year.
Yeah, right.
375. 375.
390. I think that the Met hitters are less impacted by this because their bat-to-ball skill is already pretty foul line to foul line.
Yeah.
Much more than most of the Yankees.
Yeah. And there's not that many Deadpool guys, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so you're right. No, you're right. I mean, I'm just looking at the roster and I'm saying, who's the lefty that's in trouble here? There aren't many.
No, I don't think so. I feel like maybe
Vogelbach. I mean, maybe.
I'm not. If he's on the, I'm not even sure he's going to be on the team.
But he's got to be
in June or July.
Oh, yeah, sorry, down the road.
He's making $1 million, right? He's getting nothing. They pay him the vet minimum, I think $1.3 million. If he's not doing anything, they'll get rid of him. Mm-hmm. Honestly, so I think one thing that we can anticipate with both of these teams, they both should win a lot of games, but there's both going to be, I don't know when, but some injections of youth during the season. Which, you know, for both teams to do that is kind of rare. The Yankees almost never do it position-wise. And for the Yanks and the Mets to do it in the same season, it'd be pretty unique summer. Looking forward to it.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Well, the New York Yankees have won the last game at Yankee Stadium on September 21st, 2008.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, at 11:45, it's The Fan. How's our kangaroo court doing? As we put together all these fines, what are we at? A couple of hundred bucks, right? $325?
He's had a complete mental Rolodex on this, or calendar on, or calculator on this.
He's talking
not,
about me?
No, him.
Huff?
Yeah, he's not written a thing down.
Well, no, I have some stuff down.
Well, he's not written I have. A thing down.
Well, let's compare those. What do you have as that? For those who are new to the show or missed it,
there's no
I have 175.
No, no, you're way off. Every time, of course, he's way off. Every time Dove plays a song that doesn't meet my energetic standard at the top of an hour, we throw fines out, like Kangaroo Court. $50 a man, I match it. Mm. There were some tough lessons early. We're up to $325. So
see, I've negated some money off of that because of kangaroo fines I've given you that I just got to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Dove has started to be conditioned to play the great songs.
He's doing a great job.
Good job.
And then what we'll do is we'll take all the money. We'll have a big Tiki and Tierney party at some point over the summer, whether it's at a Yankee game or a Met game or maybe a little Jet Giant preseason tailgate. We'll do a little something fun. And that's coming up. Speaking of fun, we've got Yankee tickets next hour. And also, actually, why don't you tell everybody about, so we're doing our Yankee ticket giveaway, which we do a lot here on The Fan, obviously the home of the Yankees, but there's a little twist this week going on.
So everyone that wins a pair of tickets, they'll all be entered, and one person, one winner, will win the grand prize, which is go to opening day with Tiki and Tierney.
Yes. Wow. Thanks to our friends over at Uber Eats. That's going to be good stuff right there. Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll.
Now they do. They have it in the stadium, right?
They got it. They got it last year, I believe. They started. Yeah. I remember John and Susie were talking about
but
it.
But I also remember someone came up to us when we were in Judge's corner.
The Judge's chamber.
Chamber. Whatever
right,
it is. I'll never get it right.
The chamber teak.
They got to invite us back again.
It's a little beat down, actually. They got to throw some paint on there. It's chipping.
But
the
someone
wood.
Came over and was like, going. Yeah, you want to Uber Eats? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. I think it was last year they struck the deal.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool.
That's going
to
be awesome.
Bring it right to your seat, right?
I haven't done it yet, but I'm sure. Well, I'm going to do it on opening day. It's going to be on the company. It's going to be on Uber Eats. We're going to eat like kings.
We're going to eat.
That's for sure.
We're going to eat too much that day because Hard Rock always takes care of us. And then we're going to go to the game.
You think Uber Eats has a little gabagool? Can we get that?
I think you keep talking about this gabagool.
You know what? Because I haven't had it in so
gabagool,
long.
And I've never had it.
Oh, that's good.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
And I'm not a big Mortadella fan. My dad likes that. But my dad brought it over a couple weeks ago. He brought over cold cuts, which is what we did growing up. Cold cuts, come back after a Little League game, this week in baseball, the whole spiel. It's always been a tradition. And, you know, we had basketball games. My dad and my mom wasn't feeling well, so my dad just came, and he brought the cold cuts, the rice balls, and he brought the gabagool and the Mortadella. And he loves the Mortadella. But I didn't think that my son was going to eat the gabagool. Loves it. And I forgot how much I like it. So I'm on a gabagool kick. So we'll see if Uber Eats can deliver that.
You just, like,
that
they can. You just like saying
I do like saying it. It is a fun, you know.
It is.
Gabagool. Let's get Ralphie up in Yonkers. Ralph is on the fan. What's going on, Ralph?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hello, Ralphie. Good, Ralph.
This Diaz thing just makes me think of a couple things. Number one, I disagree that it's as freakish as everybody's saying. This has happened before in celebration. You know, I'm not going to get on him, but I tell you, I hope Tom Thibodeau is paying attention because, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that name correctly.
Yeah, we never do either.
Every time, and I'm just going to use Mitchell Robinson because he's tall and lanky.
Yeah.
And I see him, and let's just say Barrett, run that good play. You know, somebody calls a timeout. The Knicks had a nice run. They both run towards each other, and they jump up in the air to bump check. If you're Tom Thibodeau at this point, after what happened to Diaz, you can't do that. Yeah, and don't tell me their instincts take over. They have minds. They can think. That Robinson, and I predicted to my friend, he's going to be out for a year because of a celebration. I'm telling you.
Oh, come
and
on.
It makes me think of, and I think you guys have disagreed with me. I think you disagreed with me, Tierney. It reminds me of a center field. I think it was Nimmo. Maybe it wasn't Nimmo, but one of the Mets is 15-1 in the ninth or something like that.
Okay.
And he runs into a wall. Now, I think you guys, somebody disagrees with me that shouldn't happen. Instincts take over. How can you say that? A center fielder is out in center field not doing anything 99.9% of the time. Uh-huh. It's 15-1, whether they're winning or losing. They got to have the wherewithal not to run into the wall. I don't want to hear about
it. Hey, Ralph, very, was that, I don't know, maybe that was Lagares. I don't really know who it was, but.
Yes, it was Lagares.
Years ago, who was? Exactly. Okay, Lagares. A very random call here. So, I mean, so you're the celebration police is what you're doing.
You're hating it.
No, he's dropping dimes police. On celebratory. I mean, well, come on. No, talk about being a wet towel.
Diaz. What's the matter with the picture? I don't. What do they win? I don't follow the world. I'd hate it because of this. And I'm not saying they shouldn't do it. I know it's good for baseball.
I got you.
All I want is to be over and not to have injuries. And sure enough, you know, now what happens?
No, so,
it's the future.
Yep.
Too much to ask for that to be in the back of their mind. Don't
yes,
celebrating.
Actually,
that's too much to ask.
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay, I disagree.
I disagree. I got you.
They can't anticipate, just like a third baseman. You agree with Legato shouldn't be running the wall at 15-1? Yes or no? You agree with that?
I'll tell you what, Ralph. I wouldn't have thought of that if you didn't call me and bring it up.
Very good. Think of it now, and let me ask you this: how is it different than Legato thinking about that than a third baseman thinking to himself, what do I do if the ball is hit to me? How is it different?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you how. That's actually a good question.
That is
a good part. That's the mental component. I'll tell you why. Because let's just say playing shortstop, man on first, two out. All right, ground ball. Yeah, I'm talking from a little kid's perspective. Yeah. That's where it starts. A ground ball to me, I got to force it second. First and second hit to my right, I got to force it third. Up the middle, I can step on second. I can, if it's a pop-up, who's got it? Who's the cut? Left gap, center gap. I mean, those are things, I love that stuff. But that situational stuff that arises all the time that is part of the strategy of playing the game, the celebratory nature that you are painfully complaining about, with all due respect.
I know.
This guy's party must be a drab.
Personal offense to that, to the injuries.
It happens far less frequently. Yes. Can you program yourself to be so robotic not to enjoy anything in life? Yes. I guess literally you can. Who wants to live like that?
No, you can't. Especially in a team sport where you just can't help but celebrate. Maybe you just stay stationary.
So let me get this straight. What was the last caller's name? Mike, Ralphie. In Ralphie's world, you know, because usually it's the other end of the spectrum. Guys are doing load management. Nobody's running hard. Guys are flipping bats and staring the balls like Donaldson that hit off the wall. Those things drive us nuts. And I agree with that. You can't break up double plays. You can't collide into catchers. You can't foul anybody in the NBA. You can't fight like you used to in hockey. We complain about everything. Now we're going to complain when somebody is a little overzealous because they actually really care about what they're doing and they're so immersed in the moment that they kind of, that enthusiasm bubbles to the surface. No, I'm not going to be that guy.
Well,
Ralphie, you can. I'm not.
Yeah, and I think it only takes getting seriously hurt one time and then you just never do it again.
Like Kendry Morales.
Yeah.
It's a home run, jumps up, ankle slides across home plate, wet spike or wet dish, spike,
or
fractured
Bryce,
ankle.
Or Bryce
don't
Harper.
Do it again.
Or Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper used to smash into the walls all the time.
Yeah,
he did. He would run into the walls.
Yep.
Like, dude, what are you doing?
Yep.
You're not a football player.
Yes.
And that wall is immobile, right? I know it looks like it's soft because of the padding that's on it, but that's concrete behind that thing, man. And he slowed down. He stopped doing it. Gus Frerot. Remember Gus Frerot?
I was watching the game live.
The headbutt?
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude.
I think it was Sunday Night Football.
It was against us.
No, I know it was, but I think it was Sunday Night Football.
I think it was.
Pretty sure it was Sunday night when he hit his head.
We wouldn't have been in Monday night, and I know it was a night game, so I think you're right.
I feel like it was a Sunday night game. Was that your rookie year?
No.
97?
It might have been 98. I can't remember now.
I think it was 97. Either way, of course I remember that.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't... Guys are too effusive in their celebrations. Guys don't care enough. I mean, what are we doing? Nobody's happy. Let's get Hector up in Washington Heights checking in. What's happening, Heck? How are you?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing, man?
Very well. What's happening, brother? How you doing?
I'm listening in. I'm with you guys. I'm listening to this guy, Ralph, and he's talking about a celebration and Diaz. And listen, guys, unfortunately, I've had this injury twice on each of my knees. Like same exact thing, ruptured patella tendon.
Oof,
and dude. I can assure you.
Hey, hold on. What were you doing, Hector?
Exactly. What was I doing? Not celebrating anything. That's what I was doing. One time I was playing softball, simply running for a fly ball.
Yeah.
Boom, gone.
Oh,
other time I was playing basketball, driving to the basket. Boom, gone.
God, that's miserable.
No contact, no one around me, no nothing.
Were you trying to cut route? Hector, were you trying to cut?
The first time I was running in for a fly ball, and I was frustrated with how the game was going. So I ran too hard, and I was going to overrun the ball, I thought, right? So I went to stop and jump.
When I went to jump,
the knee couldn't handle it. It just popped.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Second time again, I was just, we were playing basketball, probably a little too hype. I went to take a drive to the basket, and the right one gave out.
The other one? Oh, God.
Yeah, so it's been each knee. It wasn't like it was the same one.
I got you.
Yeah, but you—I mean, clearly, you like being an athlete. How do you feel? Okay,
I
after
feel great.
Afterwards, I you feel great.
Yeah, I still play. I wouldn't say great.
Yeah.
You know, and listen, I don't know how much time you guys want to give me, but each knee is different, right? And it was handled differently.
Oh man, I wanted to hear that.
All right, wait, heck, you still there, buddy? You still there?
I'm here.
Yeah, keep picking up. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, so like, you know, like for example, one thing that Dean's had, and obviously he's going to have much better care than I ever had, right?
Yeah.
Much better doctors. We already see Cohen, nutritionist, chef, and all that good stuff is great. But one important thing, he had a surgery the next day. The first time I had my surgery, I waited 3 weeks. Because of complications, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Second time, I waited 2 weeks. So the first time, I was also put in a cast, which was horrible. I wasn't able, you know, you can't do much for 6 months and all that stuff. But without a cast, depends on who your doctor is, maybe 3 weeks out, you start doing little things little by little.
Okay.
And that helps. So, like, my left knee, I still experience tightness. The right knee, not so much.
Yeah.
But I'm able to do things, guys. I'm able to still play. I even play in Evans Baseball League on Sundays.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, man. You're better than me. When I ruptured my Achilles, and I ruptured playing basketball, I was 32.
Yeah, the rehab is what sucks
the most. Yeah, it sucked. You did whatever. I've had so many to get used to it. But I have actually not that I was ever fast. I have not done a dead sprint since that night.
Wow.
Because I am terrified of it happening again.
I don't blame you.
And his guy's got two torn patellas. He's still playing? I give you props.
Respect.
This guy's a gamer. This guy's a grinder right here.
Respect.
Wow. Hey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.